The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
There's a woman that called me. She told me she has an urgent shaila, a shaila chamur, and she's got to come in. I told her, please come in right away. She came in to me and she told me that she has a niece that recently came to live together with her in the house, in her family. The niece became a yesoima. She lost both her mother, and a while back, she lost her father. So she lives with them. The niece and this woman's own daughter are the same age. They're interested in the same things. They're both going out, and they want a similar type chasam. The aunt says, I have a question for you. When a shadchan calls the house and tells me that they have a guy, they have somebody, a potential shidduch, who do I give it to? Do I give it to my daughter or do I give it to my niece? That's a shaila chamura. She says, my daughter, she has parents. My daughter, we have a family. There is an easier time for my daughter. The niece is the yesoima. She goes out from our house. She won't have such an easy time, I don't think. Could I mention my niece before I mention my daughter? I looked at her. Azashaila, such a question. Who would ask such a question? This is unreal. So she said, I want you to know, when I daven, Shema Kolenu, I daven first for my niece and then for my own daughter. I thought to myself, Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. And I told her a solution, how she could have both her niece and her daughter in mind. She was happy with the answer. We made a pshara that she would call and ask a shaila on each call. She left. Approximately 4 months later, I get a call on the telephone. Rav Goldwasser, I said, yes, yes. She said, I am the one that came in to ask you the shaila with the niece and my daughter. And she I said, yes, yes. She said, I have unbelievable news for you. My niece got engaged. My niece was the one that got engaged first. And I was so mole simcha. However, something happened at her engagement, at her vort. My daughter was also there. And somebody came and noticed my daughter and made a shidduch for her. And the shidduch worked out as well. When I take a look at Chazal, whoever prays for their friend, and they need the same thing that they're asking for their friend, they will be answered first. Says the great tzaddik, Rav Shlomo of Babov, the great Babover. What does this mean? Doesn't necessarily mean I need it for myself. But when I pray for the next person, when I daven for them, it's like I would need what they need. I feel their pain. I connect to their tsar. And my tefillah is like if they would be davening. Hunen etchila. Says the Heilige Babaver that their tefillah goes up to Shomayim and it goes ahead of all of the other tefillos.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org